ladies and gentlemen, it's monthly update time again. Don't roll your eyes at me. This one's going to be wacky as usual, telling you some of the fun things that have come up this month. Crazy things, too. One of my crazy dreams. some businessy type things that I want you to know, though, as well. And first and foremost, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me here. I have a lot of new faces here from different places, too. Some people have found me recently on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, all sorts of places. So I'm so glad to have you, and I love everyone who supported me forever. You guys are just awesome. I adore you. And yeah, thank you. I'm blushing here for some reason. Okay, I'm going to stop. Okay, some of the business things that I wanted to make sure I get out at the beginning in case my craziness gets too much for you and you have to tune out this recording. And some of these might just come as reminders too, but maybe it might be the first time that a new person is hearing this info. First of all, I just wanted to let everyone know that I did send updated links for the Dropbox in a personal Patreon or Subscribestar message to all of you by tier. So be sure and check that out. I use Dropbox because it's a secure place that I can protect and limit access to, and it can store all of my audios. Literally every audio I've probably ever done, other than the monthly updates, actually, they're not in there, but every audio that I've ever done is in the Dropbox library somewhere. If you can't find it, there's a search function, so you can just put in, you know, the keyword from the title of the audio that you might remember, and it'll pull it up, providing, you know, you have access to that level based on your tier. And if ever you can't find anything, just let me know, and I can help you pull it up in the Dropbox. In addition, this, I guess, is just for the new people who might not know this, but there are certain audios that I've had to remove from Patreon because I've got my hand slapped in the past for certain content. And there's just some things that Patreon doesn't really approve of, like true masturbation type toy review things. Most of those you'll only find in the Dropbox because Patreon doesn't really like them on their front page. So I think that's important to know because a lot of you like some of those, but you may not be able to find them, and they're hidden in the Dropbox. Well, not hidden. They're right there. And now you have the latest access to that. So keep that in mind. Also, for the new people, just a quick reminder that my higher tiers that are out there, like above $50 plus, aren't really tip tiers. They used to be and still are, I guess, behind the scenes voice chat tiers, but that's why they appear that way on the front page. And one more thing, Patreon's given me a heads up about a small sales tax, VAT tax, GST tax that will start being applied to certain people in certain areas as of August, I think it's August 1st. It might not even be on your whole subscription amount. I don't know every single detail, but let me just see which places. Okay, the places that would be affected are people in Canada, of course, other than Quebec, Thailand, Florida, and KS, which I'm assuming is Kansas. So those are the only areas affected. Again, I don't know what that tax amount exactly will look like for your August pledges when it starts, but I will put a link in the posting for this so that you can see their Patreon official statement on it and see how it affects you more, if it affects any of you. But I just wanted to give everyone a heads up for that, to be totally transparent. And that's the end of the important stuff. Now just to the fun stuff. June was great. Super fun. And the weather's great. I'm all vaccinated and no worse for wear. So that's good too. Things are opening up like crazy here. I think next week, everything pretty much goes back to normal with limited size capacity. So I was even considering going back to the nail salon when they open up. I'm not sure if those are open up yet. I don't think so, but that would be such a treat to finally have like some nice pampering time for me. I've missed that for a long time. And if I look back on June, I tried to go back to think what my favorite audios were in June that I put out. And I know not a ton of you have heard the one that I did, which was the mashup for the Letters to Lacey tier. It included the young teasing nanny with the piercings from the Working the Nanny Overtime one and the younger shy guy from the Coming Out of His Shell series. And I really like that because I had to think hard. I know there wasn't a lot of sex in that one. It was just different stuff. But I had to think hard of how to put those two characters together, but still keep them close to what I thought they would be and keep that young guy in line, I guess, the way I wanted him to be for future Coming Out of His Shell stories. So I enjoyed the challenge, I guess, of that one. But I also liked Breaking His Seal, which was the sounding one. And again, I'm not into sounding. It's not my thing. I don't think I could ever stomach doing it to anyone in real life. I don't have a penis, so I wouldn't. If I did have a penis, which is another thing I'm going to talk about soon, I wouldn't want someone sounding my penis, if that's the correct terminology. But I just liked it because it was so different, something I've never done before. And then it was in this like post-apocalyptic time, I guess, setting. So that was cool too. And I liked the apologetic slut, the one where, you know, she was a good girl in the past and she's sorry that she wasn't as bad as she should have been. And now she's changed. That was fun. And yeah, well, there's more to come in July, like I promised. If you didn't hear that, I will probably do some sort of live session. I think I promised a themed JOI, so I've got to get the poll out for that. Another mashup, I promise I might do a twist on it. I'm not sure yet, but I'll do a poll out for that soon too. And I want to play Among Us just for fun on Discord, probably a night this week coming, or maybe this weekend, who knows. So hopefully people will be around for that. Just if you're joining, make sure you have the updated one and that you make sure you put your age in it so that you can play along with the new version. And I also promised a swim coach audio and a whole bunch of other stuff. Okay, so I hinted about this sort of thought of having a penis for a day and that I'd go back to it. So there are a couple things that came up with that last month. I think I've talked about this before. If I had a penis for the day, I think I'd love to have a penis for a day because I just want to know what it's like. Like, what does an orgasm feel like when you have a cock versus a vagina? And how does it actually feel when you stroke it? And how does it feel when it starts to grow and all of that stuff that I would like? And yes, I'd have fun writing my name in things and practicing my aim. And I'm pretty sure I have the bathroom etiquette down. You know, you don't stand beside someone else at the urinal. But again, I might get in trouble for looking over and peeking at the other guy's cocks, which is probably something that's frowned upon. But I guess what I realized this month, more so than ever before, in June and July, both months, probably because I just seem to want to come and come and come lately. It's like one orgasm isn't enough. And it really hit me that men don't have that luxury with their penises. At least most of you don't. And that would probably, other than having random erections all the time and being very obvious with that, probably not being able to come more than once would be the worst thing about having a penis. Like, I hate that. That's no offense to you guys. That's what you have. You can't change that. But that's probably why you edge. And that's probably why I don't understand edging as much. But that was sort of an epiphany I had this month, that I would probably really hate having a penis. just because I can't come so much. Another thing that was sort of an epiphany, and most of you aren't going to really love this story very much, but I'll try and keep it quick, is at night, sometimes before I go to bed, I need to wind down. So I'll watch certain YouTube things or listen to them, you know, the soft and relaxing tracks in my ear. But a night, it was like just a couple days ago, I was watching this YouTube channel and I went to see what other videos were associated with that. Anyway, somehow I got on this playlist and I'm like, what is that thumbnail? Is that what I think it is? But it was dark and I was trying to keep the brightness down, not to wake him up and stuff like that. And I'm like, it can't be. So I click on this video and yes, it's a penis right there on YouTube, not censored or anything. And the video is about a man getting a full bikini wax, front and back, everything in between. So I won't dwell on it because it looks really, 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 really painful. But it was just the way she just, because it was a woman giving him this wax, and there must be audio to it, but I never have the audio on at night because, again, I don't want to wake anyone up. And I had something else in my ear anyways. Sometimes I have two things on the go at once. I'm always, yeah, I need a lot of stimulation. Never mind. Let's just keep going. So she was just manhandling him, like tugging the foreskin of his penis back while she yanked that wax off his shaft and yanking the loose skin on his balls while she just ripped it off. And literally at one point, I think it was when she was doing his balls, I saw her just pull them so hard and yank the wax so hard, I just went out loud. I thought, for sure I'm going to get, like, bitched at. Like, what are you doing? Go to bed. It's too late. It's probably, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. But I didn't. And since then, I haven't really been able to stop talking about it or get it out of my mind. Because, yeah, if I had a penis, I don't think I'd ever have it waxed. And I've had my vagina waxed. Like, I know what it feels like. But it just looked a hell of a lot more painful. Although I have since learned after talking about it and asking questions that apparently you can pull certain things harder and more than I thought you could. So you learn something new every day, even me. So I just thought I'd share some of the penis-related eye-openers that I had over the last month. Also, this is just random, popped into my head right now because I remember I was having a conversation with a couple of you when my dishwasher was broken, and yes, that's fixed now. I just have the worst luck with appliances, apparently. Oh, and I do mean dishwasher, not dryer, because yes, the dryer was broken and kind of is fixed-ish, but the dishwasher also broke, but is fixed. So yeah, never mind that. But we were talking about shower. I think we got into shower-related things. And just a tip, gentlemen, for those of you that may replace shower heads for your showers and for the women in your lives, we do use the shower head for other things. I don't know if you think that's only in porn or you've never heard of that before, but a shower head can be a girl's best friend. Again, this is one of these things I don't know about a man. I don't know if men can use the shower head to get off. One of you is going to have to answer me. This is another. I don't have a penis, so I don't know the answer to this question. And I never asked it. Okay, someone fill me in. But I know women do. I can't be the only one. So the shower heads have different settings and different jets and different pressures. And I used to have an amazing shower. You could just change it to this full pressure blast and just take that shower head. And it was like a womanizer before I had the womanizer. So before I had the womanizer, the hardest I ever came from just touching my clit would have been with that shower head. And then the shower head needed replacing for whatever reason. And I guess when we went shopping for a new one, I didn't really think it through. Probably I just remember that I wanted it to have various settings. I didn't exactly say why, but of course you want to have the various settings for that purpose. So we got a new one, and I've had it for a long time, but it just came up to my mind in conversation. And this is a very lackluster shower head, let me tell you. My next shower head purchase will be much more thoroughly investigated before I change this one over. I really should just break it by accident / on purpose. Can get another one because it just doesn't have the pressure that it needs. Even when I'm on the one spray that gives you the, I'm doing air quotes now, full pressure blast. No, it's like a little clit tease, not enough. I mean, it could probably make me come if I did it for long enough. Actually, I'm pretty sure I've come on it at least a couple of times, a handful, but nothing like my other one that was really a great, great shower buddy. So keep that in mind if you're ever replacing your shower head because your wife or girlfriend or whomever might thank you for it or hate you for it, depending on which one you choose. Sorry, that was just a side tangent that came to mind. Also, I've had a couple sex dreams over the last month or so. I don't normally have like real sleeping dreams that involve sex or sexual things. But I've had a couple, and I'm not going to tell you all the details because this audio can go on forever if I start talking about my dreams. But in this one, I just, to get to the good part, I made a man come, and I shouldn't have made him come because he was at a party and he was shirtless, and the cum kind of ran down his chest and pooled in his neck, and there was so much cum. And I had to hide the cum from other people who were at the party who I wasn't supposed to make this man cum like this in the party. So I was scooping all of the cum off of his neck with my hand. And I had like a whole bunch of cum in my hand. It was just like dripping. And I was cupping my hands trying to keep this cum from dripping. And then I was trying to get rid of it. So I was going upstairs to some bathroom at some house that I've never been in before. And I had all of this gooey cum in my hand. And as I'm walking up the stairs, I just keep looking at it and thinking, oh my God, you really want to taste that cum, don't you, Lacey? You can't. You're not supposed to be tasting this cum. You're supposed to be washing it off. You're at a party. You don't want anyone to see it. And then I'm talking internally, this whole dream going, but you know you want to taste it. You have to taste it. So, of course, I end up tasting it in my dream and thinking, yeah, that sure tastes like cum. And in my dream, it really did. Like, I know, well, you don't know, but I know what cum tastes like. And it really did taste like cum. So then I went and I had to wash it off. And it was, I don't know what happened after that, but it was an interesting sex dream that I woke up with a smile on my face for and the taste of cum in my mouth, which is always a delight. Oh, and he had a really big cock too. Like, I kind of skipped over the part of how I made him come, but dear God, this cock was like the stuff dreams are made of, literally. Yeah, it's no wonder I woke up with a smile on my face. What else? Oh, yes, two last things probably before I let you go this month. I promised last month that I would record my morning voice for you, which I have done, and I'm going to put maybe last so that I leave a more sexy impression on you than this next clip that I'm going to add in here, because I have had, obviously, you know, you've heard some of my audios and I talk about it where there's some background noise. It's like a fan sort of noise down here. Sometimes you can hear dogs barking in the lawnmower and then my laptop that the fan goes off like it's an airplane revving up. So someone was talking about this new program. I think they use it also for like live Zoom calls and stuff like that. And it's called Crisp. And it does. It's supposed to filter out the background noise. So one day I had recordings to do and there was construction outside and all this noise. And I thought, fuck it. I'm going to try this thing out. I'm going to do some research, download it and see if it works. Got it all set up. That took me a while. Put it on and works as my microphone and everything. And then I started recording and then I stopped to check it to see how it sounded and sounded really good. Like all the background noise was gone. I couldn't hear anything. And I was like, this is great. So I just go on and I record this whole long audio. I can't even remember what it was now. And then I went to save it and I went back to edit it. And oh my God. But on my best day, I'm sure most of you have noticed, and if you haven't, then yay for me, but I have a lisp when I say S. I try hard to not show it too much, but if I talk really fast or I'm intoxicated or inebriated for any reason, it comes out much more easily. Or if I'm really comfortable with you and I'm talking fast, you'll hear it. But I try to be conscious of it, but I know that sometimes it comes out. Well, oh my God. I don't know what the hell this program is doing, but I am going to let you listen because I started this audio and I guess it automatically turned on and I was thanking you guys for subscribing. And then I realized that it was on and it was just hilarious. I've since taken it off. But here's a little recorded example that I saved so you guys could hear what the Crisp app would do to my audios if I decided that not having background noise was most important. Enjoy. Jump to something more sexy, less crazy. I don't know. okay. And of course, I have to say first and foremost, thank you so much for supporting me. I can you fucking believe that? Like, I swear to you, I didn't put it on. I didn't even know it was working. That was just me saying, I can't even remember what the audio says now, like something like, thank you for supporting me or whatever. And it sounds insane. I don't know if you noticed it too, but when I laugh, it like it chops it off and the sound is really low. Oh my goodness. It was flashbacks to like when I had to go to speech therapy classes as a child. And I did actually to try and get rid of my lisp. I think it was much worse when I was really little. So yeah, I will not be using that software at all. So to end this audio on a bit of a sexier note, I will now add in, as promised, what my morning voice sounds like. Keep in mind, though, I don't have my microphone set up and all my equipment up in my bed. So it's all in my naughty room. So I just recorded this first thing in the morning audio on my phone. So the sound quality is not going to be that great. But enjoy. Well, this is my morning voice. I just woke up and it's a beautiful day. And I thought, I should record it for you. I have to be quiet because it is the morning and I'm still in bed. This is fun, actually. God. I like being in bed. It's comfy. I need a bed in my naughty room. That's me in the morning. Have a sexy day. I'm just gonna lay here for a while. And you can imagine rolling over and finding me here. Bye. Well, I don't think it's too much different from my normal voice. Deeper, maybe raspier and sexier until I get going for a little while and actually get my ass out of bed. But I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry about the waxing story. I'll apologize. But thank you again for supporting me. You are the best and sexiest cheerleaders a naughty woman like me could ever have. Which is why I love you all so fucking much. Have an amazing July, everyone. Stay safe and happy and horny, of course. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.